American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 426. Here is the translated text as follows. 394X, American State Trials. Jim Conley's testimony is supported by multiple pieces of evidence. Daisy Hopkins' notorious reputation and Jim's statement that he had seen her enter the factory with Dalton and descend the scuttle hole to the location where the cot was found corroborate Jim Conley's account. The blood on the second floor, testified to by numerous witnesses, further supports Jim Conley's narrative. The appearance of the blood and the physical condition of the floor when it was discovered on Monday morning also sustained Jim Conley's testimony. Additionally, the testimony of Holloway, given in an affidavit before he realized its significance, combined with Boots Rogers' statement that the elevator box was unlocked, supports Jim Conley. Ivy Jones, who claims to have met Jim near the pencil factory on the day of the murder, and at the time Jim said he left the factory, also corroborates Jim Conley's account. Albert McKnight's testimony regarding the duration of Frank's stay at home and his haste to return to the factory further sustains Jim Conley's narrative. The repudiated affidavit made to the police in the presence of Craven and Pickett by Manola McKnight, which George Gordon, the lawyer, allowed her to make despite knowing he could obtain a habeas corpus and remove her from police custody within 30 minutes, also supports Jim Conley. The use of the cord found in abundance to strangle the girl to death sustains Jim Conley's account. The existence of the notes alone supports Jim Conley because no Negro in the history of the race, after committing rape or robbery, has ever written a note to cover up the crime. The notepaper on which the notes were written, found in abundance on the office floor and near Frank's office, also sustains Jim Conley. The diction of the notes, "This Negro did this," and Jim's consistent use of "I done" throughout his statement further corroborate Jim Conley's account. Mr. Rosser. I have reviewed the record and Jim Conley said, "I did it," time and time again. He said, "I disremember whether I did or didn't." He says, "I did it." Mr. Dorsey, they would have to prove that record before I would believe it.